This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Once again, AT&T Field will be going to the dogs. The Hyperflight Skyhounds World Canine Disc Championship will be returning to Chattanooga September 25th and 26th. If you think your dog has championship potential, there's still time to train for the World Championships. Joining me today are the human halves of previous World Canine Disc Championship teams, Peter Bloom and Jeff Perry.
Actually, Hyperflight provides a free training guide. It's a 40-page guide available on the Hyperflight website, and it covers throwing as well as training your dog. And throwing is so critical in this competition because it's a truly team sport. If you don't make good throws, your dog can't make good catches. And one of the things that people wonder about, if they have a small dog, how do they get involved? Because they think that the regular size discs are too big. We actually also make a small version, a pup disc, for those with athletic small dogs.
In many parts of the country, the pre-qualifiers have already been held. Chattanooga's qualifying event for the championship will be held on Friday, September 24th.
Our local series has usually right around 100 or more competitions each year, and they're held in small towns all across the United States. That's where we introduce people to the sport. Most of the time, they're basic toss and fetch events. Sometimes they'll have a freestyle element, but usually it's basically just a toss and fetch event. And then we have a regional series, and what we call a regional series in the U.S., but a qualifier series when it's in the other countries. And we have those in Canada, Japan, all over Europe. We have 9 events in the United States. So about a dozen teams will qualify at each of the qualifiers. Last year, we had 126 teams compete in the World Championship over the 2 days of the Worlds. It's a full day of disc dogging. I mean, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes, you know, right up to the end of the day around 5 or 6 p.m. Things are really hopping at AT&T Field. There's a lot of action. It's a great family event. Bring a blanket if you want to sit on the grass. You can sit up in the bleachers and be a half a mile from the action, but we're right down there on the beautiful green grass, and the dogs love it. The spectators love it. It's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon with your family.
Any type of dog can compete, and in many cases, the shelter rescue dogs or mixed breed canines have led the sport. Between events such as freestyle and accuracy throwing, there are several different approaches to train your team for the competition.
It's a team sport, definitely. The sport has progressed to the point where humans don't just stand in one place and throw anymore. They get intimately involved. You'll see many of them wearing neoprene pads on their thighs, vaulting vests, which are like scuba vests of thick neoprene, because the dogs are actually jumping off of the competitors to complete catches. The sport has really become an athletic endeavor for anybody that participates. So if you're not in good shape when you start to playing the sport, chances are you're going to end up in much better shape just from going through the motions with your canine.
It's important to recognize that it's not just the athleticism of the person. The primary focus on the competition is your dog catching the disc. You're participating in how the dog is going to catch the disc, and that's what the judges are looking for. Now, that's for freestyle. We also have distance accuracy, and distance accuracy is a diamond-shaped field from 0 to 50 yards marked off in 10-yard increments. And the idea there, it's much simpler and much more basic, so beginners can easily get involved in that. And that's simply throwing and catching. And you have one disc in 60 seconds to score as many points as you can. If you throw it 0 to 10, no points are awarded. 10 to 20, 1 point. 20 to 30, 2 points. 30 to 40, 3 points. And the most difficult, the end zone catches, are 40 to 50, and they're worth 5 points. And if your dog catches it completely in the air, you get an extra half a point. But all catches must be in that diamond shape area. That's the accuracy part of the distance accuracy. So it's very easy to conceptualize, and it's a lot of fun to try, but it does take a lot of skill to score a lot of points in that limited amount of time.
It's a big field when you first look at it, but when you stand up there with a disc in your dog, all of a sudden it shrinks down considerably, and you have to be really accurate in your throwing.
You can visit the Skyhounds site to learn specifics of the contest, but getting your dog started is as easy as an afternoon of play.
If you're thinking that you have an athletic dog and you may want to try and compete in this sport, it's not too late to get started. You've got a month to go. You can do it. It's been done. People have taught their dogs to catch a disc very quickly, and essentially all you need to do is start by getting your dog interested in the disc. Get a disc someplace. You can. There are a couple of retailers in Chattanooga. You can actually pick up the discs at the McCamey Animal Care and Adoption Center. They sell them there, and at the Bon Appetit Bakery, which is right off of Fraser. Once you get a disc, all you need to do is get your dog interested in it. You can try feeding and watering him out of it. And once the dog associates the disc with food and water, you're going to get his attention anytime you pick that disc up. When you're ready, pick the disc up, wave it around in front of your dog. If he takes an interest in it, you might roll it along the ground in what we call a roller toss. If the dog chases after it and shows interest, give them lots of praise, because positive reinforcement is really the most important thing that you need to keep in mind when you're training a dog to catch a flying disc.
Especially, it's not food treats. A lot of people think they have to constantly give their dog food treats. In this sport, the next throw is the reward.
And dogs get interested in the disc very fast because it moves, and it's much more fun than a ball, because its flight can be very predictable and balls bounce a lot. Canines love to run. They love to jump, and they love to grab things in their mouth. And we like to say that when a ball dreams, it's a flying disc.
Peter says training your dog is more about fun, quality time than the usual training regimen.
All of this process can happen in as little as 5 minutes. If you have a very athletic, motivated dog that's already chasing balls and chasing sticks, you can redirect that energy and enthusiasm into the disc very quickly. Some dogs, it may take a little bit longer to explain the game to them. One of the interesting things about this year's World Championships is we have a new innovation, and that is for kids 15 and under, they can get involved in the sport because we have a new youth division. And so not only you got 30 days to get your dog involved, you can actually get your child involved. And that's the future of the sport, new dogs and new people. And so we're very excited about it. I think we've got some very young competitors.
We do. We have a few competitors that are 3, 4, 5 years of age, and then they range up to right at the maximum age limit, which is 15 for the youth division. Competitors who compete in that division will be competing for the very first Youth Division World Championship title. They'll be doing that on the Saturday of the event. So if you've got youngsters, that might be a great day to bring them out so they can watch the younger kids go for their first World Championship title.
You can learn more about training your dog for next month's Skyhound World Canine Disc Championship at AT&T Field by visiting the web. And you can follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.